Title: Tape Dust Approach, Sub Titan Enabled in Lev 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Advanced. Alright, let's get into a proper old school jungle sub treatment enabled in Lev 12. The goal here is very specific: tight, centered, confident low end, while the track around it can be messy, chopped, gritty, full of breaks and stabs. That contrast is the whole vibe. This is the Tape Dust Approach. Think of it like this: we keep the real sub fundamental clean and stable, and we build a little halo of texture above it. Not distort the bass until it's huge. More like, the sub stays solid on a big system, but it still reads on smaller speakers because the dust layer creates harmonics and presence. We're going advanced, so I'm going to call out gain staging, crossover discipline, and a couple of phase and timing checks that save you from low-end confusion. First, set up the session so we're speaking jungle. Put your tempo somewhere around 160 to 170 BPM. If you want a classic default, go 165. For the sub sound, use operator or wavetable. Operator is perfect because it's clean and predictable. Start with a sine wave on oscillator A. For the amp envelope, keep the attack basically instant, like 0 to 2 milliseconds. Decay somewhere in the 150 to 350 millisecond range depending on how fast the phrase is. Sustain can be really low or even off, and then a short release, like 30 to 80 milliseconds. Teacher note, if your sub feels loose later, don't immediately reach for more compression. Note: length is often the real tightening tool. Jungle subs are frequently stops and starts, not a sign that's constantly ringing through the bar. Also, avoid endless legato for this style. Use short notes with little 1/8 and 1/16 pushes. You want it stabby but deep. Now, step 1. Gain staging, because every saturation decision later depends on this. On your sub track, put utility first. Set the gain so your raw sub is peaking around -12 to -9 dBFS. Not louder. You're giving the processing room to behave consistently. If the sub is too hot going into saturation, the harmonics become unpredictable, and your tight bass becomes, why is the low end moving around? Now we build the actual tool. After that utility, add an audio effect rack. Name it Tape Dust Sub Tightener Jungle. Inside the rack, create three chains: fundamental, dust, and safety. Safety is optional, but if you're making club-leaning drum and bass, it's a nice controlled safety net for busy patterns. Let's build the fundamental chain first. This is the bulletproof low end. Drop an EQ8 at the start of the fundamental chain. High pass at 20 to 25 Hz, steep, like 24 dB per octave, just to clear rumble you don't need. If the bass is feeling boxy, do a tiny dip around 200 to 300 Hz, like 1 to 2 dB. Gentle cue. Don't go crazy, we're just tidying. Next, put utility. Turn on bass mono. Set bass mono frequency to around 120 Hz. And for this chain, keep width at 0%. The fundamental chain is your mono anchor. Then add a compressor. This is not slam it, this is stabilize. Ratio around 2 to 1. Attack 15 to 30 milliseconds so the front edge of the note isn't instantly flattened. Release around 80 to 150 milliseconds, and this is where you listen to the groove. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Just leveling, not pumping. Quick coaching moment. If you use super fast attack on sub compression, you can kill the punch and end up with a bass that feels like it's behind the drums, in a bad way. We want controlled weight, not a flattened pillow. After the compressor, put a limiter with a ceiling around -0.8 dB. This limiter should only kiss occasionally. If it's constantly working, back up. Either your sub notes are too long, your gain staging is too hot, or you're trying to make the rack solve an arrangement problem. At this point, if you solo the fundamental chain, it should sound clean, centered, and slightly more even than the raw synth. Now the dust chain, which is the whole tape dust illusion. The number one rule: do not heavily saturate the deepest lows. The dust is above the fundamental. That's how you keep the sub tight, while still getting that audible growl and presence. Start dust with an EQ8 and high pass hard. Go 48 dB per octave and set it somewhere around 90 to 130 Hz. A good jungle starting point is about 110 Hz. If your fundamental is living around 50 to 55 Hz, you generally want the dust to begin above 100 so it doesn't smear the real sub. Important discipline note: treat 80 to 140 Hz like a no man's land. It's where kicks, break low mids, bass harmonics, and all the wool tends to pile up. If your dust chain leaks into that area too much, it won't sound like grit. It'll sound like mud. After that high pass, add saturator. Choose analog clip mode. Drive it maybe 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. then compensate output so the dust chain isn't simply louder than fundamental. You want to hear it because it adds harmonics, not because it's winning the volume war. Optionally, add dynamic tube after saturator for a bit of extra bite. Tube type A or B. Drive 5 to 15%. Bias slightly positive. Subtle. If it starts sounding like fuzz, you've gone too far. It's called dust for a reason. Now add auto filter for movement, like horn tape transport. Use a low pass or band pass. If you go low pass, set the cutoff around 1.2 to 3 kHz, resonance 0.2 to 0.4. Turn on the LFO. Set the rate extremely slow, like 0.07 to 0.25 hz, and keep the amount tiny. Set phase to 0 degrees so it's mono-friendly. This should not sound like wobble. It should sound like the texture is just not perfectly static. Then add erosion. Mode set to noise. Frequency around 2 to 8 kHz. Amount tiny. 0.3 to 1.5%. This is one of those seasoning devices. You add it until you can barely notice it and then you back it off a hair. If you can clearly hear hiss, you're spending headroom on noise instead of impact. End the dust chain with utility. You can give the dust a bit of width, like 70 to 110%, but keep it controlled. And even though you high-passed already, set bass mono on in this utility at about 150 hc just to keep the whole thing safe on club systems. Now, when you solo the dust chain, it should sound like upper harmonics and light grime. It should not feel like there's any true sub information in there. Next is the safety chain. Optional. But I recommend it if your pattern is busy or if you're aiming for consistent results across systems. In safety, start with a Q8. High pass around 25 hc, low pass around 180 to 250 hc. Keep it focused. Then glue compressor. Attack 10 ms, release auto ratio 2 to 1, and aim for 1 to 2 dB gain reduction on average. Follow that with a limiter, ceiling around minus 1 dB. Then set the chain volume all the way down at first. Bring it in slowly. Usually this sits somewhere like minus 18 to minus 10 dB relative to the fundamental chain. It's not supposed to be obvious. It's supposed to catch moments where the sub gets a bit too enthusiastic. Now, let's make this rack usable in real edits. Map macros. Macro 1. Sub tight. Map it to the fundamental compressor threshold, so you can tighten or relax the leveling without opening devices. Macro 2. Mono freak. Map it to the fundamental utility base mono frequency, and give yourself a range like 80 to 160 hc. Macro 3. Dust drive. Map to saturator drive, maybe 1 to 8 dB. Macro 4. Dust HP. Map to the dust EQ high pass frequency, like 80 to 150 hc. Macro 5. Dust motion. Map to auto filter LFO amount, but keep the max small so it stays classy. Macro 6. Dust air. Map to erosion amount, 0 to 2%. Macro 7. Safety blend. Map to safety chain volume, from minus infinity up to maybe minus 8 dB. Macro 8. Output trim. Map to the rack output so you can level match after all the perceived loudness changes. Now you've turned this into an actual performance and automation tool, not just a static chain. Next, arrange like jungle. This is where the sub tightness becomes a musical thing. First technique. Sub punctuation. In an 8-bar phrase, create micro mutes. Mute the sub for 1/16 or 1/8 right before a kick or a break slam. Try it leading into bar 4 and bar 8. The silence makes the next hit feel heavier, and it gives the break transient more space. Second, break-driven sub gaps. When you do a break chop fill, mute the sub under the loudest fill hit so you don't mask them. Classic move, leave the sub out for a single snare slam. Then slam it back in on the next downbeat. That's that DJ edit energy. Third, retrigger. Duplicate the MIDI note and retrigger it right on key accents. Keep the note short. It creates the tight tape feel, where the sub doesn't just smear under the whole bar. Now advanced sanity checks, because this is where people get tricked. Put spectrum after the rack. You're looking for a stable peak at the fundamental, usually somewhere around 45 to 60 hc depending on key. If that peak is wandering or the low end looks overly spread, something in your chain is leaking low frequencies into the dust lane or you're overdriving. Do a mono check. Temporarily set the master width to zero using utility or just monitor in mono and make sure your sub doesn't vanish. If it vanishes, you've got phase issues or stereo low-end energy where it shouldn't be. And here's a real pro move, polarity flip. If your kick has weight and the sub is fighting it, before you start carving EQ, put utility before the rack and flip phase invert left and right on the sub. If it suddenly tightens and the low end stops sounding hollow, You just solved a phase relationship problem, not an EQ problem. Another advanced groove move, micro timing. Instead of moving your break around, nudge the sub slightly late. Use track delay on the sub track, and try plus 3 to plus 10 milliseconds. The transient of the kick and snare reads first, then the weight arrives. That's a subtle old school bounce trick. Too much delay will feel disconnected, so keep it tasteful. Now, a few common mistakes to avoid. Don't saturate the fundamental heavily. That's how you get the unstable, farty sub that never sits with a break. Don't set the dust high pass too low. If your dust chain has 60 to 90 HC content, you smear the sub. Don't over-widen anything below about 150 HC. Stereo low end is a phase gamble, especially on big systems. Don't over-geo erosion. It becomes harsh hiss and steals headroom fast. And don't compress with a super fast attack unless you specifically want to soften the note onset. For jungle and deed NB weight, you typically want that note front to breathe. Quick darker, heavier deed NB add-ons. Tune the sub to the track key. Common centers. F1 around 43.65 HZ, or G1 around 49 HZ. Don't force it, but be intentional. If you need kick clarity, add subtle sidechain compression from the kick to the sub. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 5 to 15 ms, release 60 to 120 ms, and just 1 to 3 dB gain reduction. This isn't the big EDM pump. It's a little bit of space so the transient stays crisp.